Dean Richards joins us now for our entertainment and more report. I got to tell you this. So, first of all, you're sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. I open up the newspaper every now and again from 100 years ago on this date, the old Tribunes, just to find interesting little details. And there was a story today about the mayor says that we're over budget. And I was like, oh, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But they also, around this time, started publishing what was on WGN. A radio every day this time. At 11 a.m. till 12:40 p.m. on WGN Radio 100 years ago today, it was butter and egg time from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Was that the precursor to Dean's cooking show? Or?
I think so, yeah. The butter and egg hour?
Hour and 40 minutes. Don't shortchange it, Dean.
Hour and 40 minutes. Wow.
3 p.m. was rocking chair time.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds relaxing. We got to bring that back. That sounds relaxing.
I'm already texted Lisa. Dan, you know, when you're back tomorrow, maybe rocking chair time comes with you at 3 p.m. At 5:30 p.m., it was Skeezix time for the children.
Who what?
Conducted by Uncle Walt.
What is what do you mean Skeezix?
It's called Skeezix, S-K-E-E-Z-I-X. And during the commercial break, because I knew you'd follow up with that, Dean, I looked it up, and apparently it was an old comic strip character named Skeezix Wallet, which is a great name, star of Gasoline Alley, which was a comic strip about U.S. middle class life in the Midwest.
I've heard of Gasoline Alley.
Yes.
And I have heard of that.
Okay. And Skeezix grew up every day since a flabbergasted Uncle Walt found him on the doorstep of his home.
Probably had wacky antics every day.
Oh, I bet. Man, that was a wild half hour on WGN Radio.
Crazy.
Skeezix time. You know, we've been around for, 103 years, but give us a little break. This was, our third year in 1925? We're still just trying to figure out who we were as a station, right? That takes some time.
That sounds solid. Don't make it sound like that was bad. That was solid.
Someone asked...
Skeezix time?
Someone wanted to know where Speed Jokes was in the lineup. I don't see it here in the current iteration of what it was, but...
We had to have, like, cooking shows...
Yeah, you did.
Didn't we have like housewife corner, something like that?
Probably 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. was In a Gondola, Giacomo De Luca, Sam, which a bunch of Italian names, and the WGN String Trio.
Oh, nice. I see Steve Dale bringing that back. With some dachshunds.
Right in the gondola?
Yeah.
Part of the trio?
With some pets.
Oh, this is funny to read through.
I love that.
First of all, I just love old newspapers. The advertisements alone. You mentioned like Women's Corner. Some of the there's one from yesterday. I got to pull it up. I mean, just the language that was used around... women and wives at the time is insane, first and foremost.
You mean like sexist?
Oh, yes. Just the most... I mean, it wasn't at the time, right? I'm not trying to... I mean, but call it what it is. It was like, it was an art... the advertisement said something like, one out of every $5 that your husband earns is on clothes, so don't ruin his clothes. Use this detergent. And it's just, I mean, that's the way it was those days, of course.
A little lady will look like millions in a... latex girdle.
Yes. For $2 at Carson's.
Carson's.
I think that was around then.
Probably.
I spend way too much on this newspapers.com subscription, but it fills me with endless joy, Dean. I
may subscribe myself now.
I'll share you my login. You
know good. That's even better. Anytime you can commit fraud, that's even better. I enjoy... how they the language, how they wrote stories. I enjoy the ads. Are there ads for movies?
Oh boy, I haven't seen any yet.
Movies?
Yeah, we'd still be in the silent era, right? In 1925 for a couple more years.
Yeah, because I'm in a big Buster Keaton binge right now myself. I'm on some social media site that puts out Buster Keaton movie clips from the 1920s and 30s every day.
Ooh.
And there is no more a genius ever than Buster Keaton was on film. And everything that he did, stunts that he did, never mind Tom Cruise. Buster Keaton was completely fearless and did everything. and is hilariously funny with his deadpan look. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I've been a major binging on that.
There's a lot of terrible things on social media, but something like that where they take old.
That's the best.
That is the best. I mean, that is really where like an Instagram or a TikTok reel. I mean, they really do some great historical lessons and things you learn all summed up in 90 seconds or old clips. I should find old clips and old misogynist advertisements. Oh, it could be my new social media.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. All right, tell you what, why don't we...
Sexist and also ethnically incorrect.
Oh, there's
plenty of those.
There's a lot to...
Plenty of those as well. And they're so disparaging of other people and their ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah, I'll find some of that. And,
what a nice country we were.
Hey, if I can get a bunch of likes for that, then I guess I've done my duty for the day.
Clicks. You want the clicks.
I want the clicks. Tell you what, why don't we save the Dolly Parton news because this is big. I don't want to rush it. We'll do that after the break. How does that sound, Dean?
That sounds fantastic.
All right. Learn a little bit more about the Skeezicks time while we take a little break here, Dean Richards.
With Steve Dale.
Yeah, for sure. John Hanson here in for Bob Surratt. Our entertainment report with Dean Richards, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. I assume Jeff wants us to actually talk about some entertainment news at some point, Dean. So let's do Dolly Parton. This is cool.
This is fantastic news because Dolly Parton has not been on the road doing concerts since 2016, and she just announced yesterday she's going to do a very limited Las Vegas concert residency, and it's only going to be 6 nights, so it's going to, I'm sure it's going to sell out quickly. Wanted to give you the heads up on this. It'll be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in December. And tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow morning at noon Chicago time through Ticketmaster. So if you're interested in seeing Dolly Parton, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity. They haven't announced ticket prices yet. I would imagine that it might be a slightly pricey ticket.
Yeah, I bet.
Especially if you go for the VIP package. That includes a personal photo with Dolly.
Yeah. That Caesars venue, I've been to a couple shows there. It's a good one.
Really nice. Really, really, really nice. And, Dolly's, still got all of her chops in concert. Still sounding great. So that's going to be very special.
If it was at the Sphere, though, it'd be cool to see her projected on that big screen like that or on the outside of it, too.
Might be scary.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But Dolly Parton, that's great news. This Brad Pitt story, I find anytime anyone can kind of come out and publicly talk about the trials and the tribulations they've had with addiction issues, I think is so important, especially when it's a big star like Brad Pitt.
I have kind of mixed feelings about this.
Okay.
Because I agree with you. I mean, if somebody, it tells other people you're not the only one with a problem. But I thought part of the basis for Alcoholics Anonymous, thus the name, was that you weren't supposed to talk about it. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But he went on Dax Shepard's podcast, actor Dax Shepard, and talked about joining AA right after his now ex-wife, Angelina Jolie, filed for divorce. He said it was a very low point in his life, and he went for help. And actually, that's where he met Dax Shepard, who was also in AA then, and said that it was very difficult at first to go into it, very difficult to talk about his feelings, but it's something that he began to look forward to. And really helped him. So, in that sense, I hope that's hopeful to other people. But I have heard, actually, we've already got a couple of texts this morning from people who say that if you're in a 12-step program, it's not something that you're supposed to talk about.
Really?
I don't know about that.
I think that should be up to the individual, right? I mean, I obviously don't out someone else that was in AA with you. Don't name drop who was else in the meetings. But if this is your journey, and maybe someone's got a great argument to counter this, if it's your journey and it helps you to talk about it, helps someone else enter that same journey perhaps towards sobriety and health, then from my standpoint, maybe I'm missing something. That seems like a no-brainer.
I guess so. It's a totally personal decision, seems to me. I don't know how the program actually works. I do know this, that he's taken the moment where he needs to publicize a movie to bring all of this up. Which
that seems
weird to me, but that's how this game goes. They're trying to get as much publicity as they can for his new movie that opens on Friday, which is called F1 the Movie. It's a Formula One racing movie. He plays a veteran driver who gives an opportunity to a younger driver to, you know, get all of his acclaim. So we'll give you the full review on that movie when it opens on Friday.
All right. We got about time for one more story, Dean. I'll let you choose from the next three of which one you want to do.
Well, my favorite story of the day is the story about the Cobra Kai stars. They had one of these fan conventions in Washington State over the weekend. And one of the stars of Cobra Kai is actor Marvin Cove, who was there and is said to have bit the arm of his co-star, Alicia Hanna Kim.
What?
He saw his co-star, got excited to see her, and took her arm and bit it, almost drew blood, as she was walking by. Her husband was also there and said that he was surprised that it was Martin Cove who was upset when he was told that biting another person on the arm is not acceptable behavior in public. He was just made aware of that.
Well, I mean, the cobra's in the word, and I don't know if that inspired, if he...
Maybe he felt like, yeah, put his fangs in.
Yeah, put his... That is...
Get his fangs in. Yeah, she didn't press charges or anything, but she did report the incident to cops in case... I don't know, in case she got rabies or...
yeah, right, or...
Or see, he went and bit somebody else.
Be on the lookout.
So, you know, be aware if you see an old friend who is excited to see you. Be careful where they're putting their bicuspids.
Yeah, anyone that was in Cobra Kai, I don't know exactly who this was, but if you see anyone that resembles someone that was in that movie or in that genre, just be on the lookout because the fangs are out.
So. Yeah, they're out and hey, I didn't know it wasn't acceptable to bite someone.
That's actually in one of the advertisements, too, from 100 years ago, too. Exactly. It's been offensive things.
Biting fellow actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Show.
Dean, we'll do it again tomorrow, my friend.
See you then.
And take care.